Right, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. Last year, Billy Caldwell became the first person to receive an NHS prescription for medical marijuana in the UK. He was first given the treatment by an epilepsy expert in California, and up to that point was having up to 100 seizures a day. But now his mother, Charlotte, has said that Billy has been handed a death sentence after her doctor was contacted by the Home Office and told to stop prescribing the cannabis oil to treat his severe epilepsy. Billy has only 3 weeks' worth left of the drug, which has completely, according to his mum, stopped the seizures. I spoke to Charlotte and began by asking her what effect the cannabis oil has had.
For Billy, it's actually controlling his life-threatening seizures. That is actually what a small bottle of cannabis oil is doing for Billy.
Can you tell me about the seizures?
Yeah, Billy was suffering maybe up to 100 seizures a day. Billy is also, he has a condition called intractable epilepsy. That for the listeners, that's just, it's a condition of epilepsy that can't be controlled by medication or diet. He's a status epileptic, which means, again, every seizure that Billy takes, Billy can't stop on his own. Billy goes blue, requires oxygen, and a rescue med has to be administered.
And what if he had one of these seizures and he was on his own, Charlotte?
Well, he doesn't be on his own. Stephen and I, he's with me 24/7. I'm a single mummy, Stephen, and he sleeps beside me every night. He has done for the last 12 years. He goes absolutely everywhere with me. I go to school with him. I stay in school with him. He's just my life. He's my little boy, and he's my life.
How old is he?
He's 12 now.
That's a lot of pressure on you with him 24 hours a day.
Well, I think from my perspective, Stephen, when you watch your child go into status several times every week and you have to call 999 and he's rushed to the nearest emergency room and then the doctors start working on him there and you're left sitting in a waiting room and while the doctors are working on him behind a closed door and the nurses, as kind as they are, coming and just saying to you and sitting beside you and saying, Charlotte, I don't know whether we're going to get this one stopped. And it can go on for hours and hours. I think the longest one that Billy's had has been 7.5 hours. Well, that's why he's...
What do they mean by that when they say they don't know whether they could get it stopped? What would happen? Well, look, would your son die if they didn't get it stopped?
Yeah. Yes, status epilepticus, yeah, 100%. There's also, with Billy's form of epilepsy as well, a seizure called SUDEP, which just is sudden unexpected death, which can happen as well, which can strike at any time. So you live with that threat every day of your life. But I just feel so absolutely honoured and privileged that he chose me to be his mummy. And Stephen, the fact that he could take a seizure and die at any time, for me, the fact that he's still here and still alive, I absolutely adore and love caring for him. And it's not any pressure whatsoever on me. He's not a burden. He's just my life. He's become my life. It's just me and him.
You made all the headlines last year when Billy became the first person in the whole of the UK to get medical marijuana on the NHS.
Yes,
How did that come about?
Billy had went through a period of where his seizures were in remission for about 8 years after our first visit to America, and then his seizures returned in June 2016. And they returned with a vengeance. So I tried to access the care within the UK, but due to long waiting lists, that wasn't possible. And I knew the type of epilepsy that Billy had. He didn't have time to wait. So I contacted again the doctor in the States that treated him earlier on when he was younger and took him there. And it was there that they discovered that Billy had, Billy's cause of his life-threatening seizures was a lesion on his left temporal lobe. And they were looking at it on did various different scans, you know, Stephen, to see if it was possible for paediatric epilepsy surgery on his wee brain. But the positioning of the lesion would have meant that they would have had to have removed all of Billy's left temporal lobe, and your left temporal lobe controls your speech and memory, so hence Billy would have lost his speech and memory. So he had been through so many pharmaceutical drugs that hadn't worked previously to that as well. So the doctor talked to me about medicinal cannabis. I'd like to point out at this stage, we didn't go looking for medicinal cannabis for Billy Stephen. I went because I knew if I didn't get him treatment very quickly, he was going to die.
And you got it then?
Billy started on medicinal cannabis in the States, and it was...
quickly did it take effect?
In Billy's case, it was a slow case. There was a few different oils tried first. First of all, to see if he was would respond it or he could tolerate it. It was microdosed. It was medically supervised every week. And it was a slow process. And in fact, the first that I noticed that it was actually working for Billy was his seizures didn't actually go down in quantity. It was actually the length of the seizure that was starting to slowly reduce with Billy.
So this was a major breakthrough for you and indeed for Billy.
Oh my God, Stephen, it was just... I remember sitting up watching him at night because it was just me and him in Los Angeles on our own for the 8 month period that we were there. And touching him, you know, like his tummy or his back, just to make sure he was still breathing, that I hadn't missed one, because Billy's seizures are very silent. I actually call him the silent killer, because Billy doesn't go into like a full-blown grand mal tonic-clonic seizure and jerk all over the place. Billy's is very silent, and so I used to just sit and keep touching him, because I actually couldn't believe that something like a little bottle of oil that is basically dosed via a syringe, microdosed a few drops under his tongue, could actually start to stop the condition. Epilepsy is brutal, Stephen. It's a brutal condition. It's just a horrific thing.
Has it been explained to you, Charlotte, why the cannabis oil works, what it does to the body?
Look, very, very little. The doctor did do some explaining to me, about the cannabinoid system and that in the States. But look, Stephen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not medically trained. So I, wouldn't comment on the science of the medicine or that. I think that's down to the experts.
And then you've had this news that it's to stop.
Yes.
How did you find out?
Billy's doctor emailed me just to say that basically that... he had had a letter from the Home Office, and he had been interviewed in Belfast by the department, the health department's official drug department, and warned not to write any more prescriptions.
I can imagine how you feel about that, because you've described his heart protects your son. What did you say back to this doctor? Can you believe it?
I read the email a few times and to sort of, I suppose, really until it sunk in and my heart just dropped, because I knew and I know as Billy's mummy that if Billy has not got access to this medicine, his seizures will return and death will be inevitable for Billy.
How can you be so sure, Charlotte?
Because Billy has been through the majority of pharmaceutical drugs and they haven't worked. They just haven't worked. And it's been drug after drug after drug. It's been a cocktail of drugs up to maybe 5 or 6 prescribed at the one time, where he was left completely depleted, couldn't lift his own head, drooling from the side of his mouth, couldn't pick up a cup, couldn't pick up a toy. The seizures would return with a vengeance.
How much have you got left?
We've got about 3 weeks' supply left.
So unless something changes, you're saying in 3 weeks' time,
yeah,
your son's going to be vulnerable to death?
Yes. His seizures will 100%. I know my son inside out and upside down and back to front. His seizures are going to return.
What do you say to the Home Office?
Well, what I would say, I'm slightly confused actually as to who's responsible for this. And for me, as Billy's mummy, I would like the individual, whether it be an individual within the Home Office, whether it be a Home Secretary, or an individual from the Health Department in Northern Ireland, or the Chief Medical Officer. There has to be an individual that actually has signed Billy's death warrant. A computer doesn't do this, Stephen. And I would like to appeal to that individual to please come forward. That individual is probably a mummy or a daddy as well, Stephen. And I'd like to say, look, I have worked tirelessly campaigning to keep my son alive. We are now in the midst of a campaign to help all the other people that desperately need this medicine. I have done all this in a democratic way. I am known to go and sit down, open dialogue, talk in a mature way to all our politicians and all departments, and always have done. I treat them with respect. So I'm saying to this individual, please treat me with respect and my little boy. And show your face, come forward, don't sit behind your computer screen. This is a little boy's life. And really, I'm appealing to that person now to please do that.
So that clearly, this is a very important story. You could argue this is a UK-wide issue. Billy's mum fighting for what she believes is in the best interests of her son, the Department of Health, pointing out to us this morning. It is not possible to comment on specific details relating to an individual patient. However, cannabis is a Class B controlled drug under Part 2, Schedule 2 of the Misuse of Drugs Act 1971. It's also listed in Schedule 1 to the Misuse of Drugs Regulations and designated under the Misuse of Drugs Designation Order, Northern Ireland 2001, because in its raw form, it currently has no recognised medicinal or legitimate uses beyond potential research. As such, it is unlawful to possess, supply, produce, import or export this drug in Northern Ireland except under licence. The department goes on to say the department's position remains that a licence for the prescribing, possession, supply or importation of Schedule 1 controlled drugs would not be granted outside of bona fide research or a recognised UK clinical trial. However, an application made by a specialist clinician based in the UK to prescribe a Schedule 1 controlled drug on the basis of relevant medical and scientific evidence and guidance may be considered within existing legislative provisions and appropriate clinical supervision arrangements. No such clinically supported applications have been received by the department, is what they're saying. And look, this is clearly a complex issue, and you can hear the emotion there in Billy's mum, Charlotte, and what she is fighting for her son to have. She mentioned, among others, the chief medical officer. Well, the chief medical officer, that's Dr. Michael McBride, he has to work within the law, and the law is that this is a controlled drug, and the law is that if there are exceptional circumstances, then an application can be made by a specialist clinician to prescribe a controlled drug, and then guidance may be considered. And what the Department of Health is pointing out, to be fair to the Chief Medical Officer, is that no clinically supported applications have been received by the department. So that's where that story is. Clearly, we'll stay across. I know it's getting network interest, that story. It was on Sky News this morning.